coming to dinner? Naughty dreadlocks, oh no. Guess who's coming to dinner? Naughty dreadlocks. Yo, check it out. This is not a love song, y'all. It's a sonnet. Damn, it feels good to have people up on it, but I'm just a fool playing with the master's tools, learning how to break the rules of this record company. Cool hallucination. I see with my eyes, but my heart's telling me lies. Why do I fantasize? Why am I telling lies to the people from the stage, pretending it's all good when inside is firing? 'Cause I can't understand how a man lives off the life of another man. Try to pimp the universe, that's a joke. I stay rocking the boat down to my last note. It's murder, she wrote. Assassination vocabulary. I see your termination is heavenly necessary. I should have known they do it for Forbes alone. I do it to break the walls. If I fall off, then let me know, people. Yeah. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes pride. This is my message to the world. Just trying to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. So this is just a freestyle. Yo, it's K-Dash here on CKUT. When I grab the microphone, I do it beautifully. I came from T-Dot to place Montreal. I don't wear diamond rings and I don't play ball. Super Bowl status. Grab the mic apparatus. K-Dash grabbing the mic, yo. And then I'm out the stratosphere. Atmosphere. What I fear is mankind's falling and they just can't hear. Yo, yo, call it the love song. Like my man Sam Roberts, where the good people gone and where the good people are cons, ex-cons. Grab the microphone, I'm flipping and I peace up to my man Sean. But his name is not Puffy, but still I grab the mic and slay vampires like Buffy. Yo, grab the microphone, it's K-Dash the Tuffy with my man Russ Klein playing guitar divine. And we, yo, sing it. Funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes pride. This is my message to the world. Just trying to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong.
Yo, take it to the bridge, yeah, love.
It's easy not to care what people say. It's harder to pretend to try. 'Cause they can only love you from yesterday. I'm looking at the now, they pose high, 'cause I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings, but wisdom kills so many things. Say it again, I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings, but wisdom kills so many things to lie. Sing it. Yo, like, guess who's coming to dinner? Not the dreadlocks. Oh no. Yeah. CKUT, C-Cut. We in the cut. To say what? Chick down, chick a chick down on a CKUT. Rah.
Sweet. I don't know what George Bush would have made of that one, but sweet. Thank you very much, Chaos in Studio. His most recent sophomore album is Joyful Rebellion. It's out now. Maybe you could also give some props to the guitarist.
Oh, man, props indeed. This is Russ Klein. He's been playing with me since the first album. Songs like Follow Me, Heaven Only Knows. We just continued it all on this record. So big up. Thank you, Russ, for holding it down.
This second album seems to be a nice continuation, a logical extension and development from the first one. I wanted to start with the music and how it helps you define what hip-hop can be for you and how it also helps breaks the borders. We'll come back to being an MC a little later, but I was wondering, in terms of the music, it's very accessible, it goes in various directions, it has different influences.
Right.
I was wondering how the ability to redefine and to enlarge hip-hop music instrumentals in support of your lyrics on this album, how that's part of your personal reflection and evolution within hip-hop?
Well, you know, it's like, I think, you know, a lot of those things are subversive or subconscious decisions. I think a common mistake with, you know, people that criticize music, critics or musicologists who just look at music from a more of a logical viewpoint, is that it, a lot of times it's not that thought out. It's more of a feeling, and I think the feeling I had going into this album was that it was about songwriting, and particularly this idea of melody, and how I probably became a better rapper when I learned how to create verses that were melodically, you know, synonymous with the music that was behind it. So in this instance, I started to approach the whole music thing on this album from a songwriting basis, where it was like, okay, is there a certain amount of chord structure that could happen? Is there a loop that sort of defines something that resolves and stuff like that? So musically, I approached it from, instead of just looping something and making sure that it had a groove or they could, you know, kind of like the Superstar song or something, I wanted each song to have its own signature as a song. And for that, I just consulted every great song that I love, from The Police to Michael Jackson to, you know, Bob Dylan to, you know, Radiohead to Bob Marley, all those people, because I've had conversations with musicians, and it just basically comes down to the fact that music has existed for thousands of years. Some things just work. And if you find out what things work and then maybe use, you know, you update it with what's going on in the musical trends and you mix those things, then you sometimes come up with kind of a postmodernist kind of new kind of melting pot of what's going on. So the music, because I don't know theory that much, I also had a lot of great musicians, from Russ to Toby to Santosh. You know, people see my name and it'll be producer on there, but at the same time, magic happens. That's another illogical thing you can't talk. You know, for that song Crucial, we were in Bryan Adams' studio and using like maybe a board that the Beatles used. I think that made people feel different about playing their instrument, or made me feel different about doing the vocal. So there's all these other spiritual elements that really can't be explained. And that's the fun part, because that puts it to the point where people can't, it's not going to be something they can copy, because it sort of just happened that day. I don't think we even knew that we would hear that end result. And that's what makes it exciting as a musician, is to listen back to what you did and be like, wow, listen to that change. Listen to how the tone of that guitar in that particular section. So the instrumental aspect was just kind of building off things that worked already.
How important do you think that kind of experimentation, that kind of realization about the music itself in support of that is within hip-hop, and the ways you can, for example, Crucial, you've got rhythm created by the guitar, you have a more developed melody coming from the same instrument, and then your voice.
Right.
How does that differentiate itself traditionally from the style of hip-hop that predominates today?
Well, because a lot of cats aren't down with melody. It's not, they don't, there's no melody in I mean, even 50 Cent had some kind of success because he, in certain parts of his song, he was singing a certain kind of melody. It's like, you know, people tend to think, you know, beautiful melody is a feminine thing. And if that's so, then at the same time, that's devoid in music right now. I think that's the thing with rap that has been lacking for a long time, and probably why people started getting people to sing their choruses, and why this whole idea of having a written verse and then singing in the chorus has come to be, because people are realizing a hit song has to have some kind of singing in it. You know, singing is so much of an older art form than rapping. Rapping is essentially poetry, so putting poetry over music is cool. But at some point, to pull people in, there has to be some kind of melodic aspect to it. So, you know, if you want to sum up this album and why it's a bit different, but it still conforms, is because there's really poignant, purposeful rap verses, but really, really good melodies. And I think that's, you know, that has come from me. That was something that I had to do as far as the Joy for Rebellion, in letting myself go and not being afraid to sing those melodies or to sound happy or to do something that when I sang it, you know, made me feel kind of happy or like warm or something. I think people are sort of, you know, the machismo sort of, you know, falls away from that. You want to sing something that's a bit off key. You know, you don't want to have harmony in there. It has to kind of sound that you're like, you know, you're in pain, as opposed to something that's really harmonic and bright. So, again, the biggest probably leap I took was having some of those song ideas, but moving forward with them based on the fact that it's okay to do that and call it hip-hop at the same time.
In terms of your definition as an MC, how does that situation cause you to reflect on what it constitutes to be an MC? Most people would connect MC to rap, to the poetry aspect. You're saying that it's wider than that, and there's a lyrical, a song element that can also be included. So do you see that as an essential part of how you define MCing now?
Yeah, I mean, that came from two parts. And there's a conversation I had with my dad about 10 years ago. He asked me if I had to write out a notation for rapping, like how people write out chords, what would it be? And when we had the conversation, we realized it would probably look like some kind of drumming kind of notation, syncopation or something like that. So the idea behind MCing is just that the thing about hip hop is you could take an instrumental and put it over almost any music. And that's important. Like if we took, you know, Biz Markie, Nobody Beats the Biz, and put it over the Love Song, it probably would work. So that's a beautiful thing, because at the end of the day, a 16-bar verse is just a 16-bar verse in hip-hop, regardless of what the music is. You can take a song by Mobb Deep and put it over Beethoven, and then it might have a whole different meaning. Whereas if it's in a specific key now, who knows if it's going to work? So that freedom with rap is like, you know, what constitutes being an MC is probably the limitless aspect of speech. The fact that when you're speaking, it could probably go over anything. You could, people have taken Malcolm X speeches and put them over music that I don't think he ever thought would exist. So a lot of that was going on where there, I can actually say in songs like Comandante, in songs like Neutronics, there were transplanted verses from other songs. In MC Murda, that was a verse I did with Kimo from the Rascals, like on a song 6 years ago, but it just happened to fit the MC Murda music. So it's a lot of juxtaposition, transposing. There's a lot of transposing where you move things around.
I was actually going to ask about that. So you're using this concept of transposition, because in the way, in the equal measure that there's this creativity in the music, I also like the way you made not indirect references to key concepts or key phrases from hip-hop lyric history, whether it's not, you know, the legend of not playing off of your own stash, using your own stash right. In the crucial song, to there are ways of resonating with a whole kind of lexicon, a whole great series of music and raps within hip-hop. And I was wondering if that was a conscious element within your lyric writing as well, and if it allowed you to express certain ideas and to make counterpoints that way, intellectually speaking.
Oh, for sure. Just as much as a guitar player likes something that happened with the Beatles and transposes that into their new song, the same way in hip-hop, if you like a line, or if you like how a rapper phrased something, you might use it in a similar way. You know, you don't want to get into a straight biting where you're taking things word for word, but even that sometimes works if it's over different music. So, and I don't know, nothing's new under the sun. I think this whole thing was just a method in figuring out what I loved about music and putting it all together and mixing it up in a big pot.
In your liner notes, you take the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the inspirations to some of the songs, like Man. Man, I used to be.
Yeah.
But you also take time to write down some thoughts about the art form itself, and you have in the middle section of the liner notes the section on form versus style.
Right.
And how style has become the predominant form of expression within contemporary hip hop, as opposed to the more powerful and necessary concepts of form.
Right.
I was wondering, in terms of that, how that reflects itself. I know in other interviews you've talked about the combination of joyfulness with something that's often more remorse or violent or angry, which is rebellion, right. And how important that is to you, and something that came through in the first album too.
Right.
I'm wondering if it's also something that stems the necessity to be upbeat, to have stylistic elements of contemporary hip-hop so that a hip-hop audience can understand where you're coming from while being able to elaborate other forms.
Right.
If that's also necessary in terms of the title and the principles, like Joyful Rebellion. Dead Prez also had that with RGB.
Right.
We're revolutionary, but we're going to respect the gangster aesthetic
right,
of hip-hop.
Right.
I'm wondering if that's something that also is necessary given where hip-hop is at this time.
Yeah, because, you know, not really black artists, but, you know, hip-hop artists aren't allowed to express a range of emotions. You're either, like, some super hippie, happy, just minstrel character, or you're a gangster. And, you know, that doesn't change. You know, if someone smiles one day in a picture, then, you know, maybe the people feel that they've changed, but then they could be upset another day. And I think that's more than, like, the whole technicality of the juxtaposition and the push and pull of, you know, the friction caused by two opposites. It's more about, can you, at the end of the day, display a range of emotions? Can you show different sides to yourself? Is it okay to be vulnerable on one song and another song feel like you're strong? I think that was more of an experimentation lyrically than to sit there. Like I said, a lot of this wasn't thought out. It was just if I felt one day that I wanted to, you know, sing something like really joyful, like on Clap Your Hands, that's a pretty jubilant little piece of music. But right before it is a pretty somber piece of music. I think putting those two things together, again, it's like I see sometimes the songs on my CD is day and night, where you do a song that kind of represents the day, and then you might come with something that's more dusk-like, because that really follows the pattern of nature. So, if to kind of go away from the technicalities and the more logical aspects of it, it's just I just look at nature and see how that works. There's different seasons. Sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's sunny. Sometimes there's fog, and sometimes it's so clear on a day that you can see every leaf and everything on every tree. So I try to make those elements happen in the music.
in the liner notes, you thank some of the yeah, it gets hot in here. It's
hot.
Sweltering.
Yeah.
You take the opportunity to thank a variety of people like Saul Williams. I also know that you toured quite a bit, performed quite a bit. I was wondering how much that touring aspect, playing and being in the presence of other artists, allowed you to kind of work towards the completion of the second album, and how important that was in terms of the songwriting.
Well, it was cool because first of all, to answer both questions in one kind of run-on sentence, when I came off the tour with The Roots, being on tour with them kind of, you know, schooled me on the fact that these guys were just about to embark on their eighth and final album on their label. I had only done one record, and I felt, you know, exhausted. So that, just being around those type of artists, if you want to talk about how being around other artists affects you, it showed me I had a lot of work to do and that I shouldn't really be that spoiled. But that tour, then coming back to Canada, I remember I had kind of written songs like Love Song, Man, I Used to Be, Crab Bucket, and I got, and Hallelujah, I had those four songs. But then I'd realized with being on tour with Russ and Santos that we had like MC Murder, Comandante, One Blood. So all of a sudden I had like 10, you know, 8 songs. And then the rest of the songs were kind of like the cousins of all those songs and influences from each pieces of them. So being on the road and writing music is, you know, these guys, the musicians, you know, the first thing they do when they get off stage is go to the back of the bus, listen to music, start playing around with different ideas. Songs happen, you know, sound check songs happen. So it's like, and I think that's a very old school, probably very classic way of people coming up material. Then you test them on the audience. Half the record we played on the road is this record, a songs that we made on the road, because we were just bored of the first record. And I'm pretty much sure that by the time we get into this next tour, we'll have a couple of other songs that we just come up with. And it's just everybody just contributing. That's what's beautiful about the group of guys I'm with. It's like everyone just feels like they can throw their ideas in. There's not much talk. It kind of just gets done pretty quickly.
I want to just get Russ to jump in for a second. In terms of being a guitarist, there's not a lot of hip-hop guitarists.
So there's none. He's the only one, guy. He's the only one.
Well, it just there isn't. So I'm wondering, in terms of trying to, you know, when we talk about the five elements and stuff like that, there's not a guitarist in the mix. There's a beat producer. There's the graph, the dancer, and the MC. So how does this six, and there are musicians trying to create hip-hop influence or hip-hop music itself.
Well, there is another guy. There's that guy from Rage Against the Machine who kind of gave a stab at it, you know. And essentially it just boils down to trying to emulate the style of hip-hop, meaning that, you know, usually there's a loop or something going on that's really defined, and then you just try and emulate that kind of loop kind of feel. Or that's what I was doing in the beginning. But since, you know, there is always transition and, you know, music, Kevin's trying to do more music in a sense, rather than just
arrangements,
arrangements. And, you know, he added more music to it. So now it just becomes, we're taking it out of the loop.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Greetings to you all.
Here we go. Come on, come on.
We came millions of miles to be here with you tonight. And we're going to bring a man up to the microphone right now that goes by the name of, he doesn't know.
Shape-shifting, uplifting, lyrical being here to terminate the bling-bling. 6 million ways to live, choose none. The devil's both left and right, confusion. A new sun, a new earth has begun. Metabolic rates are changing, rearranging. This rhyme is entertaining and visually stimulating like an impressionist painting. Ooh, yo, come follow me. What's the definition of a real MC? Is it looking hard on MTV or freestyling in a backstreet alley? Muhammad, it's a return of the common. I vomit these rappers and dropping a hip-hop Megatron. From King Street to Eglinton, we don't run. Cause when you got a mic, there's no need for a gun. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. It's so 4 to 5, so jump on it. And tell my people if you love your life, forget the strife and rock from night until morning. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. It's so 4 to 5, so jump on it. And tell my people if you love your life, forget the strife and rock from night until morning. Get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the boat when they call. Get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the boat when they call. Get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the boat when they call. Yo, get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the boat when they call. scene. If you think about a thought, then you'll see that you're timeless. Oust the rhymeless, they're asleep like Linus. I find this very stimulating to the mind, but drives me crazy at the same time. Am I this or that? Human or black? Extraterrestrial or right side of the tracks? In fact, the shoes itself could be confusive. Here's a little story from a time that's elusive. I knew a girl by the name of Roxanne. Met her in 86 at the local bandstand. Blue track suit, fat laces, white sneakers, moving to the sound coming out of the speaker. Last week around Queen and John, I saw her at the corner with a business suit on. I said, what's up, girl? You still check the vibe? Remember De La Soul, Diamond D and the Tribe? She said, no, I just don't listen. That stuff on the radio, not the transmission. Same beat, same lyrics, same song. I listen to my old school tapes to get it on. I said, word up, girl, I know what you need. It's either all trapped in the glitz and the gleam. The truth's just hidden for now, so don't sweat it. So here's a cassette, and then I jet it. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. It's so fortified, so jump on it. And tell my people if you love your life, forget the strife and rock from night until morning. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. It's so fortified, so jump on it. And tell my people if you love your life, forget the strife and rock from night until morning. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. It's so fortified, so jump on it. And tell my people if you love your life, forget the strife and rock from night until morning. And it don't stop, and it don't quit. It's so fortified, so jump on it. And tell my people if you love your life, forget the strife and rock from night until morning. Get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the ball when they call. Get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the ball when they call. Get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the ball when they call. Yo, get your back up off the wall. Can't afford to miss the ball when they call. See.
On CKUT 90.3 FM in Mount Real, this is Funky Revolutions. This series, the Mothership's Cassette Archives, 25 years of Funky Revolutions, gives us a chance to listen to some of the highlights, artists, and performances featured on the program over 25 years. Our third and last feature for today's episode features three members of Mou Zion, one of the predominant hip-hop groups of Quebec culture. They came into the studio to ring out the last show of 1999 on Funky Revolutions to discuss their album, their musical vision, and freestyle all the way into the 21st century. This is CKUT 90.3 FM in Mount Real. J. Kill, Dramatique, and Impasse from Mou Zion welcomed into the studios by Khalid, host of Funky Revolutions.
Without further ado, all the way from the Mount Real side of things, but by way of West Coast, we're going to hear, before we speak to Mou Zion, some of their collaboration. We'll witness Leur Témoin with the Rascals on the Global Warming CD. Peace unto you. This is, of course, the People's Power Station in Mount Real.
Take the time and listen to it. It's fatal. The most get lost from the days of the cradle and never make it back to orchestrate their own fable. So we come with hip hop to turn the table with this martial metaphor from the heart of warriors. Ancient, we keep it tight, never complacent. So when I spit it on the mic, it's never wasted. Knowledge is sound, so flavorful, you can taste this. It's time you look in the mirror, yo, and face this.
Speak for the new and let the truth shine. Try to motivate the youth.
Hey, yo, je parle pour les muets, le lève pour les opprimés, pour crier la vérité, trop chose à mousser.
Hey, yo, I speak for the blind, and speak for the new, and let the truth shine, try to motivate the youth.
Hey, yo, je parle pour les muets, le lève pour les opprimés, pour crier la vérité, trop chose à mousser.
I am sur le cut encore, quand fuck it up encore, toi qu'est-ce que t'as, tu complotes encore, damn right, on est rendu à fancy. Le sujet du jour, once more, la merde que je vis. J'écris des sad rhymes car ma misère, elle, elle me suit. Un verre de rhum est plus de cendre que mercredi. Mais qu'est-ce que je suis? Sinon l'envie de ceux qui n'ont pire que moi. L'empire que je vois est le mien, tout cas que j'ai. Shit, je bois, j'ai eu ça, mon dernier verre. Comme ce foutu texte au dernier verre. J'ai levé, très positif et persévère. Non, tu le sais, même affligé. Ma mentalité m'a pas quitté. Moon man,
t'affligé. Et je vois, speak for the blind, speak for the new. And let me too shine, try to motivate the youth.
Et yo, je parle pour les muets.
Every day I wake up, but I know I'm not awake. Every night, I know there's something wrong outside. What's happening? Caught up in this game.
Négative vibe de côté, la limite de scrap comme cocaine. Le diable veut me provoquer, mais je update pour les lignes de rap. Lieu d'être fin, des craques et freeze des sacs. Je teach des facts, cream clean des fast. Tu dis des facts, ma rime est du crime de classe et des primes des glaces. What the dilly, huh? Humans veut des billions pour le new millennium. Fuck Babylon avec le minimum. Je te dis, son, c'est le même système shitty. On esquive le venin de MTS jusqu'à Fancy. You can't see me, j'suis dans le sous-sol, hank et j'planifie. Le meurtre de la bête, rascal, j'connais.
Dominant power, foundation in my war. I stroll with a limp, park giants in the dark. Park the fire starter to Babylon's chaotic order. Light over water and bring it to any border. Like the UN, who them? Enemy the friend. Join or be left to solve your own problems. Started by the beast and his many goblins. Infected the minds of innocent victims. Yo, the world gets colder, it's red yet older. So I move with the mentality of a soldier and hold down the fort so I stay a high roller. On the warfare, we taking ignorance over.
Hey, yo, I speak for the blind, speak for the mute, and let the truth shine, try to motivate the youth. Hey, yo, je parle pour les muets, le lève pour les opprimés, pour crier la vérité, trop de choses à maudire.
Hey, yo, I speak for the blind, speak for the mute, and let the truth shine, try to motivate the youth.
Hey, yo, je parle pour les muets, le lève pour les opprimés, pour crier la vérité, trop de choses à modifier.
Greetings and welcome to the crew known as Muzion.
Yes.
Poetess extraordinaire, all the way on my right, and between your ears is Jay Kill.
How you doing?
Good, 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 good. Mm-hmm. And in the middle, between your ears as well.
And Posh, what's up, much y'all?
And then all the way on my left, but between your ears as well, we have Dramatique.
Dramatic, yeah, what up, people?
Welcome. So I'll just clear the air so that people know. I had the pleasure of being around the studio when the three of you and LD1 got together with the writers and the guest featurings, and over a course of many months put together an album called Mentalité Mouvement. Right. And that's a general philosophy.
Yes.
What is that philosophy? Et en français, anglais, c'est comme vous voulez.
Mentalité Mouvement, C'est la mentalité qu'on a essayé d'adopter. Les Moon Morns, ce sont les gens qui restent dans les montagnes en Haïti, puisqu'on est tous les quatre haïtiens. Et c'est lors du temps de l'esclavage, il y en a certains qui se sont rebellés, qui ont dit non, nous, on n'aura pas un maître qui va nous dicter comment vivre, on va aller vivre à notre manière à nous. Et ils ont fui dans les montagnes. Et c'est eux qu'on appelle les Moon Morns. C'est leur philosophie qu'on essaie de recréer, de retrouver. C'est-à-dire que nous, on se rebelle contre les chaînes qu'on a en ce moment, là, dans la société où on vit, qui essaient de nous dicter comment être, comment parler, comment agir, comment quoi devenir. Puis nous, on dit no way. Bon, on va être ce qu'on veut être. Mentalité Moon Morns.
It's all about being human, you know, staying humble,
yeah.
You know, and breaking them chains, man, from the system trying to lock you down. It's all about that. Yes.
Est-ce que vous trouvez, or do you find that there's something, I find, especially after following Samedi Midi after all these years and seeing a little bit of the Haitian community, the importance culturally of the Haitian community and young Haitian MCs in the city. Is there a Haitian experience that you guys have lived that's in the streets of Montreal that represent a large portion of the black youth? What is it that you guys are coming out of? You're not an isolated case. You're just a voice for what I look as a generation from the Haitian diaspora. Where are you guys coming from? What is it that system is doing in that milieu?
Well, you know, it's not only in the streets, but it's everywhere, you know. It's like keeping us in the streets, because when we try to go elsewhere, you know, to rise up and become something, the system put us down. It's like, you know, it's always been, you know, the poor people stay poor and the rich get richer.
It's richer. And, you know, it's something that happens to everybody, man. Not only, like, Haitian people, it's all black people, white people, whatever. Some people live it more than others. But, you know, like, we speak in a Haitian way, you know. Our music is still Haitian from the roots because we're Haitian. We're proud to be Haitian, black, or whatever, you know. So, you know, people telling us that we're racist just because we do the music the way we do it, that's the roots, man.
Yeah.
They don't like it, just don't listen to it, straight up.
Yeah. On the, there's something, the record itself, Mentalité Moon Morns, brought together a lot of writers, a couple of producers, and it represents a lot of experimentation, and we're about to hear La Vie Tinègre in a moment, which is the single now, and I actually was probably the last person in the city to see the video last week. And it's a beautiful video. And a lot of people talked about the fact that it represents something about Haitians here in Montreal. It's got that feel. It's got that look.
You feel it.
But sur un titre comme La Vie Tinègre, on a un compas, mais on a aussi un peu d'un dancehall beat. What's the cultural reality that you guys are coming out from, that blend, there's almost every form of influence in there.
En fait, c'est les milieux, c'est où est-ce qu'on sort. Tu m'entends du dancehall, du reggae, du compas, hip-hop, salsa, etc. You know? Puis ce qu'on a voulu faire, c'est aller sur un son plus général, en fait. Parce que quand c'est pas le genre de beat que tu prends, mais c'est le vibe qui se dégage, you know? C'est le soul qu'il y a dedans, en fait. You know? C'est ça qui est dans la vidéo, tu vois, tout le monde est dedans.
Yeah.
Enfants, grand-mère, parents, whatever, you know, kids playing and all that, you know.
When we were kids, man, we used to go to parties and all that. You had everything. You didn't only have compa, out of Haitian music,
just
or
music.
It was reggae, everything. It's all about the music, you know, international plus, you know.
Staying together, you know.
Yeah, staying together, breaking that Jamaican Haitian,
you know,
beef. That was Jamaican Haitian beef, man. We came here to break that. You know,
East
still,
shit, you know.
It's not as harsh as it was before, but still, man, this thing's ridiculous, man. We're just going against things like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What about in terms of, you guys have toured extensively, not only in Quebec, you've been in Toronto just recently. You went and recorded with the Rascals for the first track we just heard of yours, your collaboration with them on their new album. What are you seeing in Quebec in terms of hip-hop as you go to the small towns, Saint-Hyacinthe, Saint-Jérôme, all of that?
No, black people and everybody else to put ourselves together. Because of what's going on in the streets right now, and, you know, not only in the streets but everywhere, the system everywhere, you know, the people that, you know, we have a voice and we have needs, and we need to tell people what we want and take it for ourselves. And for that, we need to put ourselves together.
Yeah. Take what you want, snatch.
We're trying to spread more love
snatch
in the game, you know.
No doubt.
Muzayan, three members in the studio, Impossible Dramatique et J. Kill. Restez bien à l'écoute. L'écoute of the People's Power Station, CKUT 90.3, and their most recent release, La Viti Negra.
Yes.
Le bloc de l'Antéchrist arrive, on sait même pas où aller. Représenté par Jeff, mes descendants de Douané. Se protège son accueil à UPI et Lénard. C'est la panique totale, freestyle, le criminal. Y'a plus de justice que de hustlers, qu'une époque triste. Stop, si il combine les cops, puff, puff, grip. La panique de roi démontre nos dépendances au système. Qui aime la bête, n'en est jamais rassasié qui draine. Et tape ses gestes comme néophyte dans Babylon. Au salaire minimum, plan aluminium. Sous les cadres qui m'étonnent, l'esclave qui vit de rhum. Qui après minuit dans Baba Millennium. Si la vie est si belle quand elle précède la mort, les familles se réunissent, brûlent le ciel pour qu'elle apporte. Le range auprès de Dieu, moins les ailes au-dessus de la mort. Oh, là les ailes de Bordeaux, y'a trop de familles déchirées d'enfants battus, martyrisés. Je veux le pouvoir fumiser, puis je veux des noirs divisés. Pour être précis, tout n'est que si, tout n'est que si, vous l'êtes que si bon, oui, si dans un niveau, il en bat, elle aurait si bien.
Maria, papa, silo, c'est pour ça nous rassembler.
Comme la peur des Antilles, mon clan brille en tant que les gens qui y ont anéanti le pouvoir d'autrui en 1804. Black and proud, the beach vise les gens aptes à reconnaître qu'aujourd'hui c'est camouflé. Mais faut pas se soucier, car nous sommes associés. Bien tu peux t'accoter sur moi si la charge est lourde. Un coup de main au bien avant le compte à rebours. On part de haut. 1. Reconnais ta force. Black, ta rage, pense bien à où est-ce que tu es la mort. 2. Baisse jamais la tête, c'est ta planète. Fais ce que t'as à faire avec de A à Z. 3. Reconnais d'où tu sors, donne beaucoup de support aux groupes qui pour toi se foutent la mort. À bout de tes forces, t'as besoin de tes alliés. Effacer le mal et aller devant le vent, c'est s'allier.
Pas gamin cap manqué une dégâts. Quand pas ou pas qu'on aime, moi t'es comme moi, besoin de ma photo t'as pas bon bloc au coyer. Ou t'as mangé mango, ou n'a pas comme cotoyer. Mais ouais, j'en anglo, ça prend. Non, pas ça reconnaître accent. Rock mâché du bêtise à peine, n'y a que poisson. Pas les français vont classe l'école, billet créole montré. Famille la caille, bien mené, c'est comme la cap montée. Bouche ou senti, voit pas menti. Haïti, ou t'es comme manger, pougnon et t'es envie. Mais sky plein à net, j'ai comme fait paraître. Pas bien comme fait ma quête, j'ai dû manger par une athlète. Ou comprendre ma pensée, copé vin ou est-ce que passé, ou comprendre ma pensée,
haïtien, j'ai travaillé, blondine, fais comme les ma volée, ma j'ai taille, l'autre du mal, pensez pour me tourner, pour me tourner la taille, l'école, mais la vie, c'est fait, c'est notre famille, yeah, j'ai travaillé, blondine, c'est comme les ma volée, ma j'ai taille, l'autre du mal, pensez pour me tourner, pour me tourner la taille, l'école, mais la vie, c'est fait, c'est notre famille, yeah,
CKUT 90.3 FM.
We might even get a chance to listen into a conversation between fan and MC over the telephone. 398-4616 to share your vibes. We are presently at 3 on the PM side of things, and we're going to be sitting up, begging them, insisting that we get some freestyle lyrics from these creative MCs. We heard La Vitineg from Muzayam and three main MCs. We're missing LD1.
I was just talking to 24K, so big up, bro. 24K. It's a big event, big something happening tomorrow at this store, 24th Element. We're going to be there. A lot of other MCs, man. Chow, J Brass.
Where?
It's going to be at, I don't have the address exactly.
It's in the factory, which is where On Equilibre used to be.
Exactly.
Which is near the Faubourg, just east. And they got a big F. That's for factory and perhaps other words as well.
You're welcome. Know that.
There's Muzayan, Gandhi, Misery. Yep. There's tons of cats.
Tons of cats.
Human beatboxing and, of course, turntable isms. We'll try and find the address for you a little later on give you some news and lowdown. Some greetings to requests that we've had. So, rarely on this exception, I will give those shout outs. But as you know, I resist requests and I resist shout outs. The phone goes, but we'll take one moment to tell you to phone us back. Another F. And get into some things. We're going to have a chance in a moment to go back to the album, and which is released BMG. First major French signing of a hip-hop act in Quebec. And with some good possibilities into the future, some good collaborations. Dramatique and Impossible, vous êtes aussi featuring sur le nouveau...
De Face.
Yeah, c'est ça.
I doubled out the Green Man.
The Green Man and De Face. Nice cut, so check it out.
Et la compilation s'appelle le Berceau de l'Amérique. Donc il y a plein d'MCs, Mad Finesse, Kane, Vice Versa, Impossible, Dramatic, J. Kill, you know.
Definitely.
So let's go very quickly back in time to the la formation of Muzayan and the name itself. And I know you've probably been asked this many a time, but take the opportunity to kind of orient us one more time in terms of Muzayan, la philosophie, cette origine.
C'est l'inspiration, you know. Zion, c'est Zion, c'est la philosophie de Zion qui inspire nous autres, you know, tous les clics, notre philosophie en fait, tous les clics qu'on a. Mentalité mouvement, donc, t'as mode Zion, you know, muse Zion, you know.
Le Zion, c'est la place qui va rester intègre, qui va rester intacte quand Babylone va être écrasée. Donc à la fin, quand il ne restera plus rien, you know, the strongest will survive, basically.
In terms of, I wrote an article a few months ago when Sans Pression and your album came out, or, you know, about 2-3 weeks apart. And for me, it was the test that we're still watching. The results are pretty good. Not as good, maybe, in terms of sales as the industry wants it, but for me, quite good. And the appreciation, the international recognition is starting to come in on both those groups, both those albums. And when I wrote the article, it was basically about that. Like, I finally was hearing a purely authentic voice from here, you know, completely pure underground hip-hop from Quebec that has no holds barred. It makes references to all of hip-hop culture from around the world, but other musical traditions like we heard in La Vitinegre and all other MC styles. And where do you see cette voix du Québec going? You know, what do you understand about the voice of Quebec, race and other things, communities apart? You know, there's a lot of different kids with all kinds of ideas out there, and some of them are very, very good. We're starting to hear it. You know what I mean?
I'm feeling that vibe, man. I'm not listening to you, man. I'm feeling that vibe. Not really. Nah, up till now, man, it's been doing great. Like, the album's been selling very well. Same thing for Sans Pression, man, you know? Things are working, and it's getting better and better. A lot of groups are coming out. And Quebec is like the middle in between, like, France, Europe, and everything, and the States. It's like there's a culture, a lot of cultures here, English, French. I got my man Bob in his head. There's a lot of different cultures here, so the mix is better. Like, you got French hip-hop, English, like, Spanish, everything. You got it all here. Chinese, whatever, whatever you're looking for, you got it.
La richesse qu'on a à Montréal, c'est le mélange, you know.
Yeah.
En France, c'est le français. Au States, c'est l'anglais. Mais à Montréal, c'est anglais et français, you know. Et ça, c'est beau. C'est, you know.
Donc, tant que les MC du Québec vont rester authentiques, qu'ils n'essaieront pas de copier ce qui vient des States ou de France, ben, il va y avoir un nouveau son qui va sortir du Québec. Un nouveau son, un nouveau hip-hop qui va naître.
That's what they need elsewhere, man. They're tired of listening to what they do. They need to listen to things from elsewhere, something that's different. That's what we're aiming for, man. We stay ourselves, trying to send things down to Europe and stuff for them to dig it.
We're going to get to get it right, and I think that if you haven't heard the album, you're going to see there's a huge diaspora of sound, never mind origins. But I just wanted to ask you, Jake Hill, one of the mm-hmm. things that excited the people since you came on the scene,
mm-hmm.
And I'm talking excitement here in terms of lyrics only for the moment on air, is the poetry of the group. I think that's probably one of the greatest strengths mm-hmm. of you guys, of your writings, of your vision. There's I was around when you recorded, so I have a much clearer sense, I think, than mm-hmm. the normal listener, especially the first time, of the intricacies, the interconnections, the complex meaning in your lyrics. Do you want to speak a little bit about your lyrical approach, your poetry? I call you the poetess inside the head, and there's a good reason for that.
Well, some MCs will forget, you know, that rap is rhythm and poetry. Some will, you know, choose to make people bounce, entertain. And others, like us, will use this power to, you know, give a message, go further, you know, and work on the text also. And that's what we chose to do. So it was important for me to... I started with poetry before I started rapping. So it was like a... You know, getting along with everything, putting the music with the poetry, and that's what hip hop is all about.
Right on.
Without forgetting the entertainment, though.
Of course.
Still gotta drop that poetry on the wicked beats, man.
Good balance.
Big up the Hig, my man, Hig.
Hey, where you at?
The genius behind all the production.
Wicked.
Wicked.
He's in L.A., so we'll give him some thoughts as he sits on Venice Beach, chilling.
Yeah,
very lucky boy.
Man.
Very lucky boy. And we're actually going to see something you're talking about. Here is a collection of MCs who collaborated with you on Get It Right. That's the song title. And this is the live. This is the live version of Muzan, and we'll be back after that. This, of course, is Funky Revolutions on CKUT 90.3, the People's Power Station in Mount Rio.
Host the show, justice broke the dome, crush and blow, flow, hold the dome, we hold some more, let's stack rings, smash rings, attack things, fuck up the rap scene, let's get the max out of me now, those who wish to hold me down, the cats all back to me now, got to see smiles, I know about that, when I'm on top, I got it locked under my cock, and when I bounce back, I think about that, very pleasant, so if you step in my face, y'all don't know it, who you messing, I take your flesh and blood, gives the lungs on my feet, watch your back, cause I got love in the streets, busting slugs on the beat, dropping the rap dialogue, balls, wild laws, fuck it, you know my style, y'all. Struggling, we did it enough. Now we're hitting the cut. My CD, you're picking the what? Off shelves, we got a scar to sell. Some shit that's harder than hell. Cause the real rap bars were there. It ain't hard to tell. Them rappers think they scars cause they park the hell. Apex, US, cast and stack while they talking sells. So I drop shit for my dogs to bark and yell. Rock the R, once again, sparks the L. Scars you well. 24 bars, you get marked. Oh, well.
It's gonna be jumping until we go. Put the beat on so we can tell you what we on. We on niggas and we got shit to say. It was hard yesterday, but now we get it paid. It's gonna be jumping until we go. Put the beat on so we can tell you what we on. We on niggas and we got shit to say.
Yeah. I get so pissed, my style of explode bladders. Flow shatters matter, killing enemies off, making my foes scatter faster. Moving like a runaway slave without a master. Spit hot shit, dropping a rocket, putting bombers to optics. Guys in my clique get fly
like pilots in cockpits. Gather the fakes, gather the papes. Go say your prayers like Latter-day Saints. Rappers will faint, we'll have it the way. Damage your tapes and your ADAS. I hate raps from fake cats that only stay fat in the waist. What? I'll show you what a true artist is. Jay Brad. You know who started this? I stay ill like Ruth Garden is. Pardon this, hard as shit. From my esophagus, I'll drop a click with no hostages. Shit sick like Parkinson's.
Run, tell your friends. Run, tell your friends.
Shot you, no kidding, the dough gotta go, we spinning. Yeah, spilling. I watched the saga for a living, not for more civilians. Since I had a flock, started illin'. Now we all appealing, masses like sex demeanor. All like sense mean, I was going finning. Now just for the smith, knock us off the half spots before you building. Play safe, yo, I'm shaking labels, knocking your head, I can't enable. But this ain't a fable, rocking your head, game's fatal. I want babes on my table, cakes in the cave when I'm raising the cradle from the grave, whoever got beef. Got roasted for approaching me in open. This loaf for beef, but I'm not an open cheat. Cause now I'm safe, got visions like real estate. Broker can't stay, so we'll film on Saturday. The old rap pays, you know the motto. On this millennium, we'll be spilling big. Come in your piss, when it's the end of the fit.
It's funny, yeah. Jump in until we go on. Put the beat on so we can tell you what we on. We on niggas who ain't got shit to say.
It was hard yesterday,
but I'll be getting paid. It's gonna be jumping until we go on. Put the beat on so we can tell you what we on.
Ice storm of five heads, puffing on a blunt, still keeping our mics warm. In Ziploc's vapes was the only place with lights. So dramatic, freestyle half the night on the mic. Impossible from the maze line melody. Jennifer and me chilling, discussing industry strategy. How to build it right, keep the crew tight, maneuver with foresight and insight. In other words, just how to get it right. Can't place the name, what a pity. Then check a biblical dictionary under ancient holy city. Look for Ion, Lion, Zion. Then at an MU, if you still can't find the line, then go by the debut.
Hey, you!
This man's child style is brand new. Muzay and every squared must be the fan crew. And it's true, you'll be stuck like crazy glue. So go tell your mama and your papa and your grand too.
It's gonna be jumping until we go on. Put the beat on so we can tell you what we on. We on niggas who ain't got shit to say.
It was hard yesterday,
now we getting paid. It's gonna be jumping until we go on. So put the beat on so we can tell you what we on. We on niggas who ain't got shit to say. It was hard yesterday, now we getting paid.
Top MCs flying here with the 1 and 2s and the CDs, what we call CKT 90.3, Your Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions. And we just had the pleasure of hearing Get It Right from Mortalité, Moon Morn, Ils N'ont Pas Compris, Muzayon. Thank you very much, guys. You guys are actually, you're playing tomorrow, Sunday, with a whole bunch of other MCs from around town. It's free. It's at 24K at the back of the factory. It's 1653 St. Catherine Street West, corner of St. Matthew. And they'll be givings away both the sounds, turntable, and human beats, as well as some goodies. 939-5843. And you guys are also helping Montreal celebrate the turn of events or the century at Blast down at Sona, right?
That's right. On the first at Sona, so come check us out. Come celebrate with us at 2000 stuff, man. At 2000 wickedness. Come celebrate with us.
Just a party, you know. Just enjoy it.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
What up, this is Jay-Z. When I'm flying through Canada, you know I'm checking out CKUT 90.3, you heard?
What you've been waiting for, of course, is that spontaneous eruption of creativity and insight that can only come from the best of MCs. So I'm going to let the Lost Instrumental Beats fly. and
back,
the
man.
Public airwaves. Rewind it back.
Yeah,
bring it. Let's bring it to the people.
No half. Step in.
How's that?
Silence.
Yeah, syncopation.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
1/4 time.
Make the money.
This, of course, is Muzion.
Check. Wow.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We in the house right now.
We
in the house right now. We in the house right now. Check it out, y'all. Hear my voice, still have a cold. Snatch the dough if I got to. Snatch a hoe.
Oh.
Give a blood clot. Bring rhymes and whatnot. The word my thing, it's like that. Can't fight back whenever we strike that. Don't give a fuck, you know the blood, we gotta like that. Yo, me and D chillin', blowin' up like TNT. I'm signed with BMG, MC's the MV. Caught my ish at HMV, I'm chillin' with Khalid. I gotta proceed, get high like weed, yeah. Speed, never, take it calm. Don't give a fuck, now you know MC's to get one. Dude, get the fuck out, the fuck we doing. Don't give a fuck, you know that the microphone I never lose.
Bug out. Yeah, spill a jump, spout, bring notre bust, ha. Take a sack, it's at the price. To get high, yeah. Come tie leader. Sick him sack, set the price. Yo, you buzzin' weed. It's almost out of sweet, come 24K. Beef, man, I got plenty for a day. Represent impossible, dramatic and J-Kill. 99, you know we got the pay bill. So what's up, we chillin' with J-Kill. Bust the freestyle, I'm at the L and stay real.
Bust the freestyle?
Yeah.
Alright. Chillin' with Khalid. That's what I want. Check out. Hello, I'm freestyling. You be buying my album. I'm mad, son. Packing rhymes like a magnum. No rat gun. You feeling this? Yo, can you hear this? I'm coming at ya. What? I'm RE 24/7. God is my witness. Feel this like you would like to feel the rest of me. I'm clumsy as far as my accent goes, but C. Recognize. Me not from LA, me not from New York City, me from MTL City, representing for AET. Now what? Remember, I'm representing from Asian. For remember back then we was kings and queens. I want to go back there by any means. You know, nowadays niggas be acting like clowns. Shit is profound. Who can you hear the sound? That's not the popo. That's the fucking money and the dirty cocoa. Yo, so stop blaming the white man. We get to take action for our own. What the fuck? Pass the mic to the next man.
Pass the mic. Know my half a sight. Now become a wine. Blow up the Fahrenheit. As you be digging in the radio, come around a blazing. Yo, MC, you know I'm faded, yo. Beat spitting on the microphone. Hype to the bone, destroy just like a cyclone. Mr. Imputs, what? No, I'm on the cup, what? Just like Nori. Your rhymes is just clumsy and sorry. That's what you get. Don't give a fuck, I'm here to wreck with my nigga Khalid. On the ones and twos, that's how I come around to wreck with my crew. Drinking brews every day, chilling. You know the wordplay, you heard me. Come around my style, you like Jersey. Shout out to my queen at home.
Yo,
with the blood
honey,
clock,
nigga. So skewty, funky revolution. The beat, yo. L'homme qui rêve d'une douzaine, oui, c'est moi le téléphone sonne. Vas-tu répondre, ma voix est claire comme le CD-ROM. On fait danser les nonnes sur les tables. J'ouvre mon cartable et c'est toujours fatal. J'suis les douettes avec des ciseaux. Check mon niveau, j'coupe comme des ciseaux. Yo, qui sait qu'est-ce que j'ai au pompe, t'es pop, zéro, whatever. Tu fais les big shit, pourquoi tu joues des costauds? T'es pas muscle, prends le gusto. Y'a tout ça, yo, mon fait des costauds. Mon shit est mondial, I spit des longues bad. T'es comme 5 et 16 à face, bon, c'est freestyle pour le négro là-bas. Dramatique et tout. Back in the day, c'est le Taha. Maintenant, c'est CKUD. Y'en a qui nous comparent à Fuji. Check the vibe, yo. Est-ce qu'on a l'air de ça? Est-ce qu'on a l'air de bite, là? C'est comme ça que ça se passe comme le cheat fighter. Check my lighter. Check the cipher. Y'en a qui baille ça. Mais yo, déjà, y'a ça. So check the beat. Smooth operator.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got to rape you? All the click
down. The beat change,
you know?
Yeah, word up.
Getting smooth up that.
No doubt. 320.
Quand on le beat là, you know.
Check.
J'écoute couler là, j'écoute couler, you know. Makes me wanna come.
Yo, le beat change.
Oh yeah. We feeling that.
What? 4-board each, you know?
On the 4-board each. Right now I'm busting rhymes at 320. Rhymes I got plenty. I come around MCs, bring many, and many gon' die. I don't give a blood clot, high like Selassie. I come around now, you know you gon' run. Grab a taxi.
Yo, car lead, yo, can't lead. Imagine no more weed with your eye. 4-ball each, man, I'm street style. Dans la station de radio, no steps are radical. Here, shit, come this animal, and.
Yes, check ça. Représente pour les gars du ghetto. Pour les mecs qui étaient là depuis le get-go. Now what? Ce qui peut me dire, c'est Kiero. Quand je n'étais rien, quand je marchais croche. Flush with les sacoches. Quand j'étais moche, watch, flush, whatever. Représente maintenant avec Khalid. Pour les MC arides, moi j'arrive toujours avec un flow, toujours lucide, je le jette dans le vide. Ouais, je suis toujours à l'aise. Comment tu veux me faire tomber si toi tu es seulement au pied de la falaise? Ouais, j'arrive toujours balèze. Sans mettre d'effort, pas de métaphore. Toujours je fais le plus gros score. What the fuck? Il représente avec Kathleen Shaq. J'arrive maintenant de ma traque, rentre dans ta baraque. What? Cat, cat, what?
Cat, cat, it's like a 4-4. I give you more feelings than raw dog. I don't give a fuck. Whoa, like I said before, y'all, I'm at your door, best to leave. I don't give a blood clot, you won't be able to breathe.
Tu m'es de prier, MC, quand je te prends. Moi, c'est le mic, c'est comme je n'ai être un autre, un enfant de 2 ans. Sauf tout le monde comprend que je te squeeze comme le trigger. I'm that nigga, the little et moi, I'm getting bigger. Check the art, Noël, va à McGill. Je vois les femmes qui s'habitent chill, la vie des tombes et le bunda explose. Comme Big Smile dans le West Coast, set those, it explodes. Yo, quelle est cette chose? C'est ça. Four balls each, coros, he's a cute, my old keys a cute gun. Bust the freestyle, but can he keep in the bell? I'm freezing his skills, yo, you need him.
The Prison Radio Show is a twice monthly news show on CKUT. The show seeks to confront the invisibility of prisons and prisoner struggles by focusing on the roots of incarceration, policing, and criminalization, and by challenging ideas about what prisons are and who ends up inside. We are dedicated to programming that is directed.
358, Dad.
You gonna put the radio on CKUT?
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch you.
Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na, na na na, na na na, na na na, na. Oh, yeah.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level.